Good morning. Greetings to each one. It's good to be here. Sorry I missed last Sunday there, but I guess the Spirit had something else in mind, so I'm feeling much better today. Last week I didn't feel like having my head up too much, so. Okay, well let's just pause for a word of prayer here before we go ahead. Father God, we just come before you and we worship you, God. We praise you, God, because you are the only almighty, sovereign King, Lord of creation. God, you reign, Lord. And that's the reason we're here this morning, is because of you, God. Lord, we just want to talk about you this morning. And God, we just we want to know you more. We want to love you more, God. And know that's each one's desire here. God, we just ask you to touch us today. Be here in the service. In Jesus' name. Okay, well, I think we're going to talk a little bit about knowing God this morning. I wasn't sure what kind of title or whatever to put to it, but we all have a mind picture of God, who God is, and that affects how we relate to Him and how we live our Christian life. And it is important that we know Him. And knowing is more than believing. Anyone can believe in God, but I think we need to know Him. If we are Christians, we need to know Him. And we do know Him if we are born-again Christians. But we need to know Him more. Take example, if you had a sickness, and you were sick and going to die, and you heard that there's a doctor somewhere, maybe miles away, that could help you. You believed he could help you. You said, yeah, sure, I believe he can help. But until you actually go there and meet him physically and know him, then he's probably not of much help. That's how, our relationship with God, we need to know God personally. It's a relationship. So yeah, I hope that you can all feel free to share. I'm not a speaker, as some of you know. I'm not a real public speaker, so feel free to share. There's mics, just raise your hand and jump up and down if I don't see you. So I think first of all, we're going to look at who is God. We'll look at some characteristics of God, and I'll write them on the board here. If I found 25 characteristics, and there's actually sort of like two different sets. There's characteristics of who God is, and then there's also characteristics that He imparts or He gives some to man. To us, for example, righteousness or holiness. He imparts part of His holiness to us in our lives. What are some characteristics of God? What comes to your mind when you think of God and who God is? Holiness. Okay, any others? Righteous? I have to check my spelling here. It's been a while since I've been in school.
Spirit.
Okay. That's one. I don't have that one, I don't think, on the list, but yes. Any others?
Truth.
Truthfulness.
Just.
Omnipotent. Is there another word for that? Omnipotent. I'm trying to think. Is that all knowing? Is that what it is? All powerful? Yeah.
Um,
love, merciful, faithful, limitless, yeah. We had infinite word for that. Any others? Yep. All present, omnipresent, yep. Any others? Unchanging.
Wisdom.
Wow, you guys are good. Is there any more? Yeah, it would have to do with a few of them. Love, righteousness. Okay, there's a few more, but we'll go through them. And I think we have, 13, 14 there? And there's 25 I had here. Okay, now I have a few references for each of these. So if you're doubting here this morning, I'm going to try and prove to you by the Word of God that these things are true. Okay, first one, self-existent. I don't think we have that one there. Self-existent. Now, if we could have a mic brought up to the front here. And we'll just pass it around, and I'll give references, and you can look them up and read them as we go. So, Gary, Psalm 115:3. And Norma, if you want to get Romans 11:34-36. And Edward, John 5:26. You can just read those when you're ready there.
Okay. Psalm 115:3. But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased.
For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him, and it should be recompensed unto him again?
John 5:26. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself.
So there you go. He has life in himself. He is self-existent. By the way, if you have anything to share with those verses, feel free to share that. Yeah, who hath known the mind of the Lord? He is above all self-existent. He was before time, and actually that's another one, eternal, everlasting. Okay, next one, infinite. I think we have that. These, by the way, are the two separate ones here. This is what he imparts some to us as humans, and this is who God is. That is God. The characteristics of God himself. Okay, infinite. Psalms 90, 1 and 2. Judy, want to get that? And Psalms 93, 2. And Psalms 33, 11. And then Psalms 145, George, 145:13, and Hebrews 1:8-12. Okay, go ahead.
Psalm 90, verse 1 and 2. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God.
From everlasting to everlasting, isn't that awesome?
Psalms 93:2, thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting.
Psalms 33:11. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations.
Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations.
Hebrews 1:8-12. But unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest. And they shall all wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail.
Thou art the same. Yeah, I don't think our minds can... Our human minds can hardly fathom the infinite, the greatness of God. Okay, we'll move on to the next one, eternal. We have that one. Yeah. Some of these kind of tie pretty close together. Genesis 21:33 and John 8:58 and then Revelation 1 verse 8. Genesis 21:33.
And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba and called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God.
Everlasting God.
Sorry. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am.
Before Abraham was, I am. That seems like a long time ago that Abraham was here. But, yeah. Revelations 1, verse 8.
I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty.
That which was and is to come. Eternal, everlasting. From eternity past to eternity future. Right, the next one, incomprehensible. Beyond comprehension. We'll just keep going. Job 36:26. And Romans 11. 33-36.
Behold, God is great, and we know him not. Neither can the number of his years be searched out.
Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are the judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen.
How unsearchable are his riches, beyond finding out. How does it say it there? In Isaiah 40, also a common... passage says he meted out how is it, he weighs the hills in a balance, the earth and scales, however that is, you know, the passage there. It's awesome. He is so great, so beyond our comprehension. That's our God. That's, yeah, that's amazing. Okay, the next one, supreme. We had that one. He is supreme, the all supreme God. Colossians 1, 15 to 19. And Revelations 19, Margaret, Revelations 19, 11 to 16.
Colossians 1, verse
15 to 19.
15 to 19. Who is the image of the invisible God and the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Fullness dwell.
That's quite a statement, isn't it? He is before all things, and by him all things exist. Okay, go ahead.
And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come. And the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants the prophets, and to the saints and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament, and there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail.
Awesome, awesome God. Okay, and he is sovereign. That also goes along with that. Isaiah 46, 9 and 10. And Psalm 135, 5 and 6. Dwight? Doesn't matter.
Remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, which is still to come. I say my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please.
For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven and in earth, in the seas and all deep places.
Okay, and that also goes along with the next one, one and only. He is the one and only God. We'll read a few more verses there. 1 Corinthians 8, verse 6. And Isaiah 45, 21 and 22.
1 Corinthians 8, verse 6. But to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we are in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him.
Declare what it is to be. Present it. Let them take counsel together, who foretold this long ago, who declared it from the distant past. Was it not I, the Lord? And there is no God apart from me, a righteous God and a Savior. There is none but me.
Amen. He is the God, not just a God. He's the God, the one and only. All right, we got to keep moving here. Majestic. He is majestic. Psalms 19, 1 and 2. And Jude 25.
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge.
To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
And dominion and power, both now and forever. Let's take a look at creation. The awesomeness, the majesticness of creation. That's just a glimpse into who God is. He created it. He created it because that's a part of him. All right, and then all present. And Jeremiah 23:23 and 24. And then Psalm 139:7-10. If you want to jump across here then.
And I am a God at hand, declares the Lord, and not a God far away. Can a man hide himself in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord? I have heard what the prophets have said, who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed.
And start at the back there and come up. Psalms 139, 7 to 10.
I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room.
Okay. Not sure if that was quite... Maybe I wrote something wrong here.
139, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just jump in there. A 7 to what?
7 to 10.
Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the outermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
Okay, that's the one I was thinking of. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. The lowest parts of the earth, highest parts of the heavens. And he is there. He is all present. All present. Yeah. That's awesome. Okay, and he is all-knowing, too. We'll just read the one there. Psalms 139, 1-6. It's actually just before that in the same chapter.
Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain to it.
He is all-knowing. His knowledge is so far above. And, he knows our hearts. He knows each one of us here. And, that's awesome. If we try to think, if I know you guys, what you're thinking, everything, I couldn't know what you're all thinking here at the same time, right? But God does. He is all-knowing. and all-powerful. That's another one. He's all-powerful. Psalm 147:5 and Psalms 29:3-5 and Psalm 73:4.
Great is our Lord, and of great power His understanding is infinite. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon.
The voice of the Lord is powerful. It's amazing, even the voice of the Lord. Go ahead.
73:4?
I think so, yes.
For there are no pangs in their death, but their strength is firm.
Might be a wrong one. I might have written a wrong one. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, He is all-powerful. And He is unchanging. We had that one here as well. Psalm 102:25-27. Do you want to do that one, Abe? Psalm 102:25-27. James 1:17. And Hebrews 13:8.
102:25-27. Of old you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will endure. Yes, they will all grow old like a garment. Like a cloak you will change them, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years have no end.
Whatever is good and perfect comes down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever.
Right, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is unchanging. His word doesn't change. Okay, that's it of that list. Now these ones, I think for sake of time, we're just going to have to skip through these a little bit. There is some more, but we'll look at a few of these on this side. Holiness. Isaiah 6:3. And Isaiah 57:15.
And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, and the whole earth is full of His glory.
Holy, holy, holy. This one there, Isaiah 57:15.
For thus saith the Lord, for thus saith the high and lofty one, that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with one, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to receive the spirit of the humble and to receive the heart of the contrite ones.
Right, in 1 Peter, it also says, But he, as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. Now that's, these ones here, God imparts, to some extent, he imparts those on us. And he is holy, and that's why he calls us to be holy. And there's wisdom as well, truthfulness. I think we'll look at that one. Ibra, John 3:33, and John 14:6.
What was the verse again?
John 3:33.
He that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true.
There we have it. Three words. God is truth.
John 14:6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
It's his words. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is truth. Okay, and then love. 1 John 4:16. And 1 John 4:7-11.
Known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in him, and he that dwelleth in love, dwelleth in God, and God in him.
God is love. First John 4:7-11.
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another.
So yeah, in a nutshell, there's God's love. God is love, like it says there somewhere. And because of that, so we ought to love one another. Okay, and then there's goodness. We did that one. Faithfulness. I think we are running out of time here. We'll just mark these down the board. Goodness, faithfulness. We have that one. Mercy. Kindness. And patience. And then there's wrath and grace as well. But I think we'll moving on in time here. So how do we know God? How do we... you know, this is who God is. How does that work out in our lives? How do we know him? Is there any thoughts on that? I think it's about a relationship with him. It's about being connected to the vine. Being in the communication, constant communication with him. First John 4, 7 and 8. I think that was read actually. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. So he who loves knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Those are pretty powerful words. To know God is to love one another. John 10, 14 and 15 talks about the good shepherd and how he cares for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. So even Jesus knew the Father. He had communication with the Father. He was God, but he was confined to human flesh. And in verse 27 of the same chapter there, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. No more importantly than us knowing God, knowing who God is, does God know us? Does he know you and I? And how do we know his voice? I think there's so many voices out there today. There's so many voices screaming at us. But I think a quick way is, does it line up with this? Does it line up with who God is? When we hear voices like that. Like it says here in, I know them and they follow me. Knowing him is following him. Following his teaching, his word, pursuing him. So, is there anyone that has anything to share on that? Jeremy?
Yeah, I think what you said about relationship is really relevant. I had to think if I'm talking to somebody and we're talking about a third person and I know the third person, you know, let's say it's Bob, and the other guy doesn't know Bob, and I'm like, oh yeah, I know Bob, you know, we talk all the time, we hang out, we do stuff together, and then, you know, a few days later that guy is talking to Bob and Bob's like, Jeremy, who, what? And he has no idea who he's talking about. That guy will, like, something's really wrong here, because, you know, Jeremy said he knows Bob, but Bob has no idea who Jeremy is. So there's obviously something really wrong in this situation. And, right. I think the same is true with God. I mean, we can talk about God, we can pretend we know God, but unless God knows us, like you said, and unless that we're living in a relationship with God, you know, how do I get to know you? How do you get to know me? We talk. Right. We do stuff together. We hang out together. And if we're not talking to God and we're not listening to God, you know, I don't think he knows us.
That's right. Relationship is very key. Communication. Very true. Ivan?
There's a verse in Psalms 46:10 that would just one aspect of says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Just the aspect of just calming our hearts before Him and seeing Him, observing His work that He is doing in the earth here and in our own hearts, and just seeing that.
Amen. Yes, when we see Him working in our lives, that's amazing. Anything more? Just in closing, I'd just like to read the lyrics of a song, actually. Kind of got me thinking about all this. To know You. I'll just read read it here. To know You is to never worry for my life. To know You is to never give in to compromise. And to know You is to want to tell the world about You, because I can't live without You. To know You is to hear Your voice when You are calling. To know You is to catch my brother when he's falling. To know You is to feel the pain of the brokenhearted, because they can't live without You. More than my next breath, more than life or death, all I'm reaching for, I live my life to know You more. I leave it all behind. You're all that satisfies. To know You is to want to know You more. To know You is to want to know You more. To know You is to ache for more than ordinary. To know You is to look beyond the temporary. To know You is believing that You'll be enough, because there's no life without You. All this life, God, for me, could not compare to You. And I count it all as loss compared to knowing You. To know God is to be so so caught up in Him that we want to know more about Him. We want to pursue Him. And thank you for sharing and for participating. Let's know God and let's pursue God with everything that we have in us. So God bless you.